Proclamation number 7404, dated the September 5th, 1959. Kingdom of Light. Jesus Christ. Anyone having entered through the gate into the Kingdom of Light will rejoice and be glad and eternally thankful to me, who had led him such to reach his goal. Anyone who is able to enter the Kingdom of Light is thus redeemed from sin and death, for both signify darkness, and an unredeemed soul will never be able to enter the Kingdom of Light. It first must have found the only one who is the gate into the Kingdom of Light, Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer. And holding on to his end, the soul will also enter this kingdom, for he will deliver it from its burden of sin, because he died on the cross on behalf of all souls which were in darkness, thus in sin and death. He made amends for the burden of sin on behalf of you humans. He made the sacrifice of atonement on your behalf to clear the path for you into the Kingdom of Light, so that you will be able to enter into eternal beatitude. Beatitude only exists where light can be found, and light can only be found where sin and death don't exist anymore. Sin, however, will be cancelled by Jesus Christ himself as soon as he is asked to do so, as soon as you humans appeal to him for forgiveness. Consequently, there is also salvation for the souls in the kingdom of the beyond, a change from darkness into light, because even the soul in the beyond may still call upon him, for as soon as it calls upon Jesus Christ it will call upon me myself, and for the sake of Jesus Christ I will then be able to forgive its guilt of sin which had kept it separate from me for an infinitely long time. The sacrifice on the cross was made for all humankind, and any unredeemed soul only needs to take the path to the cross in order to be delivered from its guilt of sin. And to be delivered from sin means unity with me and thus unlimited happiness. But absolute truth is also part of it. Hence a soul will not yet be able to enjoy supreme blissfulness as long as it is still far removed from the truth, for the truth annihilates one, otherwise one could not speak of light. Light is realization, the correct knowledge of everything, and as long as the soul is still ignorant in the kingdom of the beyond it is not yet in the kingdom of light, for as soon as it is permeated by light it will also instantly experience profound realization. If a soul therefore refuses to accept the truth when it is offered the same, then its state of bliss will still be imperfect too. In that case it will not have recognized Jesus Christ properly as yet, and the whole redemption will not yet have taken place which, however, would have been the result of a heartfelt appeal to Jesus Christ. And for this reason countless souls still exist in twilight. They are not wretched but they cannot be called blessed for a long time yet. Their attitude towards Jesus Christ is not how it should be to enable him to open the gate into the kingdom of light for them, and these souls will still need many instructions as well as intercession in order to gain the right kind of understanding for it. As long as they are unable to let go of wrong ideas, of all kinds of misguided teachings, they cannot expect to become completely permeated by light either. But their own will shall decide the state therein. People who consistently rejected him on earth will also, time and again, let the will of rejection come to the fore in the beyond, when it would simply suffice to sincerely appeal to Jesus Christ for help. For this shall certainly be granted to them as soon as their appeal in spirit and in truth reaches him. Then all darkness will fade away. The light will so clearly and brightly set the soul aglow that all spiritual darkness will disappear, that the soul will experience brightest realization and never ever be able to lose this knowledge of the most profound correlations again. Amen.